7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, now presenting the Random Bush Show with me, Andrew Bush, and also Sean Random's in the show as well at some point. So I hope you really enjoy it, and thanks for listening.
Today's episode is brought to you by geese. Geese. That's what happens when ducks hulk out. Don't make that duck angry. You wouldn't like it when he's angry.
But we should invent some kind of supplement, right? And then you ingest the supplement, mm-hmm. and it makes your poop smell good.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That way, it serves multiple purposes. But at one point in your life, someone would be like, that guy thinks his shit smells good. And you'd be like, actually, I went into the restroom afterwards and it smells like cherries.
Obviously, I mean, like, obviously, like, you should always take these pills with a meal.
Yeah. It's like, it just goes with it. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, hey, I'm down to the watermelons.
Yeah. And there's a certain point. Yeah. And it probably makes
you. I would save those for the end.
Makes you burp a little bit. Gives you a little bit. Here's the other thing that'd be really beneficial. It'll give you, like, really good smelling farts.
Right?
So you'd be like in the car, you'd be like, oh man, it's like, check this out, guys. I took this new cinnamon pill. And people would be like, oh,
that's wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Roll up the windows. Let's hotbox this piece.
Oh man. Oh, that would be really cool if you could have a pill that's like, that makes your farts like into like a drug.
That's way too weird. Okay.
That's way too weird. No, it makes like your fart, like the methane gas, like maybe it converts methane to like some sort of gas that can make you a little bit high.
You're basically using your body
As like, as a bong.
No. Your body's pretty much the chemistry kit,
uh-huh.
which is affecting whatever. You're putting some weird chemicals into your body. And it's somehow affected inside your body that it becomes some kind of illicit drug system, like a drug substance.
Oh.
And then you fart this drug and everybody around you gets high?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Because it'd be really weird because you could be like, oh, like you know when guys are like, when they're really into somebody or when someone's in a relationship and they're really, you know what I mean? Like they're
this?
Really into the other person.
Okay.
You could be like, oh, dude, you are literally high on Sean.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Cult leaders could use
it. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, because you'd be like, oh. And like all the celebrities would have like the best stuff. Like everyone wants to go and just sniff Beyonce farts. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Front row so you can get a good whiff. And if you get a Beyonce fart in your lungs, dude, you're high for like 3 weeks. It's whoa, Beyonce, hi.
Wow.
Wow, man.
Wow.
What?
So potentially
that was the Beyonce concert, Sean. I got high on her farts.
I'm still going for like 3 weeks.
This is crazy, bro.
That's, you could then bag your no, never mind. Sell it on the streets like, yo, bro, I got farts.
I forget. In Hollywood, they would
what
definitely.
What you looking for, man? What you looking for? I got toots. I got farts. I got it all, baby.
Yo, dude, SPDs in this bag right here. SPDs just for you.
Oh, for real? You got straight up Silent but Deadlies?
Silent but Deadlies right here.
How much?
Big old flapper right over here.
Oh,
you want a flapper?
How much you want for that
you
flapper?
Want a concrete flapper?
Let me see that flapper.
If anyone's unfamiliar with the concrete flapper, that's when you're just sitting flat on concrete and one sneaks out one end or the other.
Wow.
And it makes like a flapping noise.
And now, random thoughts.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, fuck you. What the hell? You pull that shit once, I give you a second chance, I forgive you, and then you pull that shit again. We're done, bro. Totally done.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Flight 84 with nonstop service to Dallas. So you know, this is not the captain speaking. The captain does not speak English. He is a duck. He is Captain Duck. We are next up in line for the tarmac, so we are going to be pushing off here in just a little bit. Please ensure you securely store your luggage in the overhead compartments if it does not fit underneath your seat. And thank you so much for flying with us today.
What? Did he say the captain is a duck? There's got to be some kind of mistake. Excuse me, miss?
Yes, sir. Is everything to your liking?
Did he say duck like a guy named Captain Duck? Or an actual duck?
Oh, no, sir. The captain is, in fact, a duck.
Like a bird?
Yes, sir. A waterfowl.
What? I gotta get out of here.
Sir, please calm down. I'm afraid we have already shut the cabin doors, and they cannot be reopened at this moment.
Please, may I speak with the captain?
Okay, sir. Just please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened, and I'll go see if he's available to come out right now.
This is ridiculous. I mean, a duck?
Good evening, sir. You requested to speak with the captain.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Now that I see you, it's just ridiculous. I thought they said the captain was a duck.
Yes, that is correct, sir. I am not the captain. He is the captain.
Are you messing with me?
No, sir. Would you like to give him some bread?
No, I don't want to give him bread. He's not a captain. That's just a duck.
Sir, I will have you know that Captain Duck is an accomplished pilot. He's been flying his whole life. I mean, he's a natural flyer.
No, I get that he can fly, but he can't fly the plane.
Sir, with all due respect, I'm not sure you understand the complexities of aerodynamics. What could possibly go wrong?
He doesn't have hands. He's going to crash the plane.
Sir, you're beginning to upset Captain Duck.
I don't care.
I will have you know that Captain Duck is a veteran. He flew in Korea.
In an aircraft?
He was shot down and held as a POW. They wanted to cook him.
What?
Let me ask you something. When you see a duck flying in the sky, do you think it's going to crash?
Well, no.
And why is that?
Because they're natural flyers.
Well, there you have it, sir. Please, sit back and enjoy your flight.
Sir, I can see that you're a little upset. Can I get you anything? Maybe some peanuts or some water?
This is just like that flamingo bus driver.
And now, thoughts from the bush.
Here's an impression of a cow watching an interracial kiss from an audience.
Moo!
Nightclub, and the nightclub was like on the upper level, so the people coming out of the nightclub were coming downstairs, right? And there was these gorgeous girls. I don't mean they were hot. I don't mean they were pretty. I don't even mean they were 10s. On a scale of 1 to 10, these girls were 15s, because this is LA, and this is where all the pretty people from everywhere comes. And so there's a collection of pretty people just in competition to be more pretty with other pretty people. But these absolutely gorgeous girls are coming down the stairs. I'm just coming out of this pizza place. Like, there's gorgeous women right next in my eye line. literally, like I'm just an animal. Like there's, you know, I can't not notice this. All right, and so they've got incredibly short skirts. I'm not looking up their skirts, but I come out. I take the last couple of bites of my pizza. I throw out, like, the rest of the crust or the napkin or whatever, and I go to turn. But there was these gorgeous girls right there, and they were dressed out. You know, like, they're wearing glittery dresses.
Yeah, they're wearing
there's
club
literal
wear.
Glitter thing. Like, their bodies are popping out of
they're
the clothing.
They're being shiny. They're right. Shiny.
They're very,
shiny
very
objects.
Shiny. I cannot mm-hmm. not look at them. Yeah. And add the fact that they're gorgeous girls with their boobies hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, so in any event, I just kind of smile and say, oh, hey. How you doing? You know, like we're bumping into one another on the sidewalk. It's a narrow sidewalk. And I'm like, oh, excuse me, ladies. You know, like being polite. And the girls walk by. And the first girl, who is kind of like the more brash and not quite attractive of the group, you know, like kind of turns and goes, did you enjoy the show? And I was just kind of left in this, like, I didn't know that there was a show. But it placed me in a place where I kind of want to be like, fuck you.
You're the ugly friend.
Right, right, yeah.
You just screamed
well,
it at her.
That's what it left me. I'm standing there and I'm like, I didn't even know how to respond.
Wasn't looking at you. But you were not
right,
the show.
I was in a mixed place where I was like, first off, no. Come on, lady. Right. And secondly, my bad. What did I do wrong here? You know, like.
You got put into a weird situation. And sometimes in these weird situations, either you be absolutely direct, which is sometimes a really horrible route to go. That's not going to be a win situation. So in that situation with that girl, did you enjoy the show? Not really. You guys are kind of skanks. What did you say? I said you're kind of skanks. You know what? F you, dude. You know what? F you. You know, and it gets into that
right,
sort
right.
of.
And then I got to walk away
yeah.
like fucking skanks
yeah,
yelling
yeah,
at me.
Exactly,
I'm just trying
exactly.
to eat pizza.
So exactly. So you're like, or you just put your head down and go, okay, I didn't mean to say anything.
That's what happened.
Which is what happened.
I kind of bitched out. Like, what am I going to do?
I'm
not
going
to.
That's what I'm
saying. I'm not going to start screaming profanities at
that's
these
why,
women.
That's
and
why you got to do the weird. I don't want to hang my
I
head low.
I
want to
correct them.
I know.
I want to go, oh, no, no, no,
but
honey,
they don't
no.
matter. That's
I know
what
it
I'm
doesn't
saying.
Matter.
They don't
I know.
Matter. So what you do is you make a funny story for yourself where you say, I am a sequence man and I was enjoying the sequence until you so brashly did that to me. How dare you? I am the greatest sequencer in all of
do
London.
Do you know who I
exactly.
am?
Which everyone else on the street is like, is that guy really shouting about sequence? And then they
I
go
am
back.
Sir Bruce Sequence. My grandfather invented sequence. Ugh. It wasn't even shiny back then. My father was a chemist and he figured that out.
He figured out the shine. You would be nothing without him.
It was I who first sewed it together.
Sir Reginald Sequence the Third.
The Sequence family line goes back. It's very proud.
How dare you?
That's fucked
and
up.
It's just what you have to do because otherwise life becomes. And the thing is that I don't even care if they walk around going, that guy was fucking crazy. I just made my own day. Like,
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, I just made myself extremely happy because I came up with a character, Sir Reginald Sequence the Third, and I'm like, Sir, I'm going to talk like Sir Reginald Sequence the Third all day. Good day, I am Sir Reginald Sequence the Third, and I invented sequence.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to meet you, Reginald.
A pleasure to meet you, too. And instead
can
of
I
shaking
call
your...
you Reg?
No!
Can I call you Reg Seek?
No! It is Reginald Sequence. Whenever you talk to Reginald Sequence the Third, it is Reginald Sequence the Third.
Name.
You have to say his whole entire name. Reginald Sequence the Third.
Not the second.
Not the second.
Not the first.
That's my father and grandfather.
I am the third.
And not Reginald Sequence the Zeroeth, for that is my great-great-grandfather. Yes, we did have a Zeroeth.
I think the first is that you, there is no first until there's a second.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't spend the bulk of his life being like, I'm John Sequence the First.
Oh, I do it all the time. I'm Andrew Bush the First.
Oh, do you? You introduce
yeah.
yourself
oh,
as the first?
You have no idea.
Even though an Andrew Bush second does not yet exist.
I may never have a son, but who knows? I may name him that if I want to.
You've just given yourself the nomenclature mm-hmm. of first?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I always say the first. I put it on a legal document that I was the second one time, or the third, or something like that.
Oh, really?
I see it pop up every now and then and go, oh, shit, there is no third. Like, it'll be like Andrew W., you know, it'll be like my full name, like Andrew William Bush the Third, and I'll be like, that's not really my name. I don't really have the third in there.
There's
but okay.
not two yeah. other.
Like, are you Andrew the Third? It'd be like, I'm Andrew the Only. So
I kind of messed up. I'm a funny guy.
I'm a funny guy. I put the third on there because I thought it would be. And here's the thing. I didn't even put like the Roman numerals. I actually wrote the third on there.
That's even better.
Which is so dumb. Shit. Like, I wrote out the words, like, the third.
All right. He says he's the third. We accept it.
I didn't know that that was, like, an actual thing. Well, like,
wait
I didn't
a
know.
Minute. Mm-hmm. You could have written anything on there. Because clearly they're not checking shit.
Oh, yeah.
You can be like, oh, yeah, Reverend
Andrew
Doctor.
Andrew William Bush, the 31st.
Sir.
Sir. There's a lot of people named that. Yes.
Yes. You look at, we are very proud lineage.
Hopefully, I want to have kids and have them say, you know what? I'm starting a tradition right here for every generation. Let's see how long we can get this going. Let's get as many Andrew William Bushes as we can all the way up. So maybe one day there will be like, I'm Andrew William Bush, the 103rd. And if you go online, you can look up all the other ones before me. Hopefully YouTube will still be around. They'll be able to go and check out some of my YouTube videos. That'd be fun.
That would be really strange. Like there's been 130 other Andrew William Bushes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be very strange.
Weird. What if Andrew William Bush, the 131st, had a son? And he said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not going to keep the tradition.
I'm naming my son
Mark.
Mark.
Okay. So he names his son Mark Bush. Mm-hmm. All right. And then Mark grows up and says, you know what? We had a proud tradition. My dad was an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to name my son Andrew William Bush.
104th. Oh, he has to start over again?
That's what I'm asking. Do you have to start over? Or can he be like, can he then be like, Mark is not. Mark can't be part of the heritage because he's Mark. But could this be 132?
I don't know exactly how that works because that makes me think.
I don't think so.
Well, if there are other Andrew Bushes, but if they're not in my family, do they get to be the first? You see what I'm saying? Like, all right, so. Let's not use part of that family line.
There's
multiple John Smiths. Like if you type in John Smith, how do they differentiate each other from each other? Did they say John Smith the first, John Smith the third, John Smith the eighth?
Well,
like,
if these people aren't related, that's just John Smith from Iowa.
So you have to start,
and that's
you have to start all over if someone messes it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like if I was the grandfather of Mark. Or no, not... Yeah, the grandfather
of...
You'd
be livid.
Yeah, I'd be livid. I'd be like, I gotta pump another baby out so I can try again, you know?
Right, and then I have to name him Andrew.
Yeah, and I have to name him Andrew. Well, how would you do that? Because you already have the 103rd.
Well, George Foreman did that.
Could you do 103rd.5? You're Andrew 103rd.5 since you're the second born.
Wow, that gets weird.
I don't know how you do that.
Well, George Foreman, 103rd he also? Did it the other way. George had like six boys and he named them all George Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
So he has six sons who are also named George Foreman.
But all they George Foreman Juniors?
No, they're like George the First, George the Second, George the Third. But I don't think it works that way. I think he was just like, I'm George Foreman. I make grills. I'm a boxer. I'm going to make up my own rules. All my kids are being named George Foreman.
Can you just put the numbers on the end even though they're not? Kind of like the high school joke where it's like, oh, let's get three pigs, put 1, 3, and 4 on them, and all the people will be looking for number 2. You know what I mean?
I have no idea. What?
All right, so like you're in high school.
Okay.
And you're doing a senior prank. So you get three pigs, and you write number 1, number 3, and number 4 on the pigs, and you let them loose in your school. They have to go, and they have to gather all these pigs, but they're going to go, shit, where's number 2 at?
There's another pig running around the school somewhere.
Right. So could you do this with names where it's, I'm Andrew Bush the third. Where's 2 and 1?
You should write 1, 3, and 6 on those pigs.
Right. 1, 3, and 6. Yeah. So they're just going, oh, God. Where the numbers go up to?
This has been the Random Bush Show. Thank you so very much. More to come. Keep an eye out. Go ahead and hit that RSS subscribe button because we've got a lot more content coming at you. I hope you enjoy the show. Please tune in for more. Have a great day, everyone.